of the peddlers in town. A police nearly carried me down. Beware of the peddlers in town. A police nearly carried me down. At the corner of George and Marine Square, a young man, he approached me there. When I thought he was begging for charity, this is what the young man exposed to me. He exposed old shoes, old boots, old pitch oil lamp, a suit from an old concentration camp, needles, thimbles, scissors and thread, a photograph of Sir Galba's head, ashtray, cigars, old picture frame, walking sticks, an old switchblade. When he asks me what I was buying today, I tell him, Mr. Afraid. Sheepskin horseshoe for male and female, a 6-inch gun from a cowboy trail, woman panties and powder puff, a flit gun loaded right up with snuff, rice bag, flour bag, onion crate, nail files and shoemaker tacks. When he asks me what I was buying today, I tell him, Mr. Relax. A German flag, pillowcase, nighties, modest and socks, rimless glasses, an old matchbox, needles, timbres, buttons and bead. Up came Constable Reed. He say, young man, you have a lot of nice things here that I really need. But where you get this? Where you get that? Where did you get the superintendent hat? This nighty look like me neighbor own. Where did you get this tenor saxophone? So let we go down, like you own the whole of town. This time me hand on me mouth. When I read the evening news, the next evening was a old thief come down from south.